Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus here on your community radio station, WTZQ, 6.5 minutes after 9 in the morning. And as promised, our guest this morning on Local Focus, Mark Garrett. Yes, you've been reading all about Mark Garrett. He is our new Henderson County Public Schools Superintendent. Mark, welcome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you here, sir.
Well,
nice to have you.
I'm excited to have a conversation this morning.
And that's exactly what we are going to do. We are just going to get to know you a little bit, if that's okay.
Well, beyond the Google, people have been doing, that's great.
Beyond that. So you were, from what I've read and the press releases from Henderson County Public Schools, you came here, of course, from another school system, and you have a really, very good record at that other school system. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've served the last 9 years as superintendent in McDowell County, almost your neighbor, not quite your neighbor, close to your neighbor, but love being in the western region of the state. That's where I have spent the bulk of my educational career. Started as a middle school teacher in East Tennessee. Grew up in a little town called Jefferson City, near Knoxville, and near the Smoky Mountains. That's how a lot of people here know it. Not too far from Pigeon Forge in Sevierville.
Exactly.
and grew up on a farm there and kind of ventured out after teaching middle school for 5 years and moved to Boone and spent a year as assistant principal at Watauga High School next to App State, and then spent 2 years as principal at Valley Cruces Elementary. That was my first principalship.
And
that's between the two mass stores if anybody's visited up there.
Right.
So beautiful area, just like here. I like pretty areas. You'll find a common theme in where I've lived.
I'm starting to catch a hold of that.
And then after doing that for a little bit, went to Avery High School in Newland. So there, I got to drive by Grandfather Mountain twice a day and look at Roan Mountain before I turned into the school every day. Uh-huh. So, again, that theme comes up.
Yeah.
And I did that for almost 9 years and then went to moved to McDowell County in 2012, November of 2012, as assistant superintendent, and October of 2013, I became superintendent. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing. We've had some fun adventures in my time in North Carolina public schools, and specifically in McDowell County. One of the things that we were charged with early is we moved from the 7-9 junior high, 10-12 senior high model to a 6-8 middle school and 9-12 high school model.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant we had to move 6 grades out of the elementary schools, and people were, I think, a little frazzled about that.
Of course.
Touching, your elementary schools, your community hubs and your community centers, and we love the fact that they are. But we had to navigate those waters, and I think we did that pretty well. And I've done several construction projects down there. We had a few low-performing schools, and really they weren't. They just need a little tweaking, and I think a little focus. One of the things that I've tried to focus on is a student need over adult convenience, and because that's really the business that we're in. And I like to remind people, and I remind myself every day when I get up, we're not here to just serve kids. We're here because of kids,
right?
And that is our focus. So, moving to Henderson County. One of the bigger challenges is it's a larger district, and more people to get to know, and a lot more students. But, I like to build relationships and get to know folks. And so that's kind of what I'm doing right now, is making the community tour and trying to make connections with folks in the community, our partners that I know are out there. The partnerships here I see are very, very strong, very solid.
Yeah.
There's a tradition of excellence here. There's a pride in this school district. And, when you have those ingredients and have those resources, you can make great progress. And,
sure.
and that's what I'm excited. I just want to get to really know the community and see what makes folks tick. And the pledge that I make to everybody out there listening is I'm going to work my rear end off to make sure that our kids have the best opportunities they have, regardless of where they live or where they come from or, what their dreams are. We want to open up those pipelines and let them grow and let them be successful.
Absolutely. And you get somewhat of the pleasure of coming into a school system with a brand new Hendersonville High School, that brand new high school.
We cut the ribbon tomorrow. Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
That,
yes,
that's
sir.
Happening. Of course, all of our football fields now are all turf, and we've got a couple of new schools and things. So there's been a lot of progress, and you get to step in and steer the ship from here.
Well, yeah, and you know, the good thing is there's so many solid people in place, and, the ground has been laid for us to do some really, really great things in the future. You know, the support from the community, support from the commissioners here is very evident with the investment in the schools, both from a brick and mortar standpoint and from a programmatic standpoint. And, you know, that is something that not every community shares. And I hope folks in Henderson County understand how fortunate they are to have those collaborations and those partnerships. There's, I think, a commitment here to look forward and to see how we can do more to connect in with the industries that we have that are both here and locating and expanding here.
And they need people.
Right. And we have a captive workforce, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, we dump out on the world about 900 to 1,000 graduates a year.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, we want to make sure that we connect them in with those opportunities. And as early as we can get kids to understand what careers, and not just jobs, but careers that are out here to stay and thrive and be in Henderson County. Because, you know, one of my goals is it's great to go somewhere else and visit, and it's great to go somewhere else maybe for school or for training. But a ton of people are going to want to settle right here. We see all the time people wanting to move into the county, move into this region of the state.
Yep.
And we want to make sure that our students are prepared to fill those careers and to really chase their dreams in this region.
It's interesting you mentioned that. I talked to so many business people, business owners. They grew up here. They went out somewhere else to school. Couldn't wait to get out of here.
Right.
As all kids are where they grew up.
Right.
And then found out real quickly, you know what? I came from a pretty good place.
Yes, sir.
And get back as quickly as they can.
Yes, sir.
We've talked to so many people who have done that.
Well, and the secret's out, you know.
Yeah, right, right.
And, whether you're talking about Western North Carolina, really where I grew up in East Tennessee, same thing's happening over there.
Sure.
The secret is out. And I think, you know, in 2020 when all the craziness hit, people started looking for these regions even more.
Oh, yeah.
And finding that quality of life means a whole lot, and finding people who are good neighbors and who get along and have some good solid values and look out for family and look out for one another, they're great places to be in. And really, if you follow my career, I've chosen to be in those type of places because I feel like I'm a better fit there than I am other places. But also, those are the values that I hold dear to me and that I want my family to be able to experience as well.
I'm glad you mentioned the last couple of years. I wanted to ask about that. But first, we want to remind folks you're listening to Local Focus here on WTZQ, and we're speaking with Mark Garrett. He's our new Henderson County Public Schools Superintendent. I am quite certain that you are looking forward to what possibly will be one of the most normal school years we've had in the last two or three years.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm very proud of what public schools have done and the part that we played in navigating the pandemic and what we've had to come through. But certainly can't say enough to thank our educators and to thank our community partners and the families that put trust in us, regardless of what district we were in and what community we're in.
Yeah.
But we're ready to get back to rolling. And I don't know that you call it normal, but just focusing on moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, I tease people. It felt a little bit like the movie Groundhog Day.
Yes.
To me, you get up, you check the numbers as a superintendent. Or what are the numbers today in my community? What's the trend?
Yeah.
What's this? Or what's the DHHS releasing? What's the state releasing? What's DPI releasing? And then rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And probably about February or May of 2022, it started to feel better.
Yeah.
And then really April, I remember walking around and visiting schools in McDowell and thinking, all right, we're having school. Like we're really,
this is what school feels like.
The focus is educating kids and having fun with kids and making sure that we're engaging them in the right things and still keeping those safety things in place. And we want to be clean and we want to be smart. And we want to use our heads, but you know we can't live in that forever.
Sure.
And I'm really excited that Now, when we talk about COVID or the pandemic, it's an awareness, but it's not the main focus.
Right.
I'm excited really for our teachers and our folks at the school level, because a lot of their time and energies were put into things that were dictated to us,
right,
and really put upon us. And we're glad to bridge that gap and
sure.
to mine that gap.
Yeah.
But we're also really looking forward to moving.
One of the things I was so proud of for Henderson County Public Schools was the, I don't want to say sudden realization, but the realization that, wait a minute, remember, we're not just about education. We're also about the health of the
right.
of many of these kids. And
yes.
there are kids who rely on the school system for many times the best meal of their day.
Right.
And so the work that went into making sure kids were still being fed, even though there was no traditional school, it was just incredible work here.
Well, not only that, but how quickly...
Yes.
We were able to pivot
yeah.
and to start serving
yeah.
In a capacity. You know, I think a lot of folks don't realize, Mark, that school districts serve millions of meals a year.
Yeah.
And we go probably 1.5 to 2 million miles a year with our buses. And it's just a big, big organization.
Yeah.
And to be able to mobilize that quickly is impressive, but also just essential to keeping the community going. You know, just like the economy, when schools aren't running and kids aren't in school face to face, it's tough on people to get to work and be able to do the things that they
yeah.
do. And then just
yeah.
so I hope folks will remember just how crucial it is for your public school systems to really, you know, maintain that momentum and to keep going, because the rest of the world's able to operate, and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's a very symbiotic relationship.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mark Garrett, Henderson County Public School Superintendent, I look forward to chatting with you again sometime.
Yes, sir.
I know that right now you're doing a lot of handshaking and introducing. And then as we get into it, I look forward to sitting down with you again sometime and talk about goals and things that you see
absolutely.
And things that you would like to have happen.
We've got some things. One of the things I'll share real quick is we want opportunities for students. You know, you talk about the business community and industrial community and all
yep.
these jobs and all these things out there. There's a place to connect in with Henderson County Public Schools, and it doesn't take necessarily your money, or you don't have to know how to tutor calculus. We'll take those, but you don't have to do those.
Right.
But, you know, job opportunities, job shadowing, internships, apprenticeships, the retired community sharing their skill sets,
mm-hmm.
whether it's in the arts or in, I see gardening, I see a lot of things. There's a place for you in Henderson County Public Schools. And one of the things about moving forward is being able to get those visitors back in and those volunteers back in
okay.
and really mentoring with some of these kids.
Okay. And by the way, we also look forward to Day of Action coming up here with our United
right.
Way
right.
and so many of these great community members coming in and helping spruce up the schools for the school year. One thing I did want to mention before we are you – we've got a couple of schools here that are year-round. So two of our schools, if I recall,
right.
are already in.
So Hendersonville Elementary and
yeah.
Bruce Drysdale Elementary are off and running.
And is that something you're used to?
We had a year-round balanced calendar school that
uh-huh.
started essentially the same time, did a 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off calendar. So very familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a great concept.
It is, and it's funny. People who do that counter really, really love it.
Oh, we were all about that when my
yep.
kids were growing
yes,
up.
Sir.
All about that. Once again, Mark Garrett, great to see you. And got a ribbon cutting tomorrow.
Yes,
is
sir.
It for the brand new Hendersonville High School? And again, we look forward to chatting with you again as you dive deeper into Henderson County Public Schools.
If you'll have me back, I'll come visit again.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Thank
very
you.
Much so. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.